You're listening to SBS News.
The self-governing democratic island of Taiwan, 128 kilometres off the coast of China, has long been a point of tension between Washington and Beijing. Now, with an expected visit to capital city Taipei by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, those tensions are escalating to record highs. Ms. Pelosi may touch down in Taiwan as early as Tuesday evening as part of her Asia tour, making her the highest-ranking US official to visit in more than 25 years. It's a move that Beijing sees as encouragement to make the island's independence from China permanent, a step US leaders say they do not support. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhao Lijian warns the visit would be a grave mistake.
If House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visits Taiwan, it will grossly interfere in China's internal affairs, severely undermine China's sovereignty and territorial integrity, trample on the One China principle, gravely threaten peace and stability on the Taiwan Strait, and undermine China-US relations. It will lead to a very serious situation and consequences.
It's rhetoric that Chinese President Xi Jinping voiced to Joe Biden in a phone call last week, warning that the US were playing with fire. But the US has decried the warnings, with White House National Security Council spokesman John Kirby saying his country has no interest in increasing tensions with China or interfering with their battle for Taiwan.
Nothing about this potential visit, which, oh, by the way, has precedent, would change the status quo. And the world should reject any PRC effort to use it to do so. We will not take the bait or engage in saber-rattling. At the same time, we will not be intimidated.
While no official announcements have confirmed Ms. Pelosi's visit, Taiwan's three largest national newspapers have cited unidentified sources as saying she would arrive in Taipei and spend the night after visiting Malaysia. As Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterates, this move would be the decision of the House Speaker herself.
Congress is an independent, co-equal branch of government. The decision is entirely the Speaker's. What I can say is this. This is very much precedent in the sense that previous speakers visited Taiwan. Many members of Congress go to Taiwan, including this year. And so if the speaker does decide to visit and China tries to create some kind of crisis or otherwise escalate tensions, that would be entirely on Beijing.
President Xi has made it clear that he sees unifying Taiwan with China to be a primary goal of his rule, vowing to take the island back by force if necessary. China has been steadily ramping up diplomatic and military pressure on Taiwan as President Xi tries to project an image of strength both at home and abroad. It comes ahead of his expected confirmation as leader for an unprecedented third term. US spokesman John Kirby says Beijing may use Ms. Pelosi's visit as an excuse to take provocative retaliatory steps in the region. It's driving fears of a new crisis in the Taiwan Strait, which separates the two sides, that could heavily disrupt global markets and supply chains.
Put simply, there is no reason for Beijing to turn a potential visit consistent with long-standing US policy into some sort of crisis or conflict, or use it as a pretext to increase aggressive military activity in or around the Taiwan Strait. And yet, over the weekend, even before Speaker Pelosi arrived in the region, China conducted a live-fire exercise. China appears to be positioning itself to potentially take further steps in the coming days, and perhaps over longer time horizons.
Experts in Taiwan say they do not expect China to respond with direct military confrontation, seeing the potential visit as merely the latest point of tension in an already strained situation that has shadowed the island for decades. For the diplomatically isolated government, any exchange with the foreign political leader is encouraged. Taiwan's Premier Su Seng-Chang says he would welcome Ms. Pelosi should she choose to visit.
We are very grateful to Speaker Pelosi, who has been very supportive and friendly to Taiwan for many years, and we would welcome any friendly foreign guests to visit.
Ms. Pelosi has held the first diplomatic talks of her trip in Singapore, with plans to visit Malaysia, South Korea and Japan. Her discussions with regional leaders will focus on trade, the COVID-19 pandemic, climate change, security and democratic governance. Brooke Young, SBS News.